What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning, happy Sunday, and here we are again live on Psychic View. And so I have a bunch of callers, so I'm going to go right to the calls. There's somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509, who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica, what's your question?
Hi. In terms of employment, I had an interview Friday, and I really like it because it's a small firm. It's just the owner, which is the attorney, and another lady there. And he seemed really nice, but he emailed me afterwards and was like, oh, I really enjoyed talking to you, blah, blah, blah. And then we were talking about this program, but I misspelled the lady's name, the lady about the program. I put Peggy instead of Peggy because my phone, it like changes, it does the autocorrect.
Oh, yeah, I hate
and
that
I was in
spell,
a hurry.
The auto spell thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm emailing him in a bit and just apologizing for the typo, and I learned that I'm never going to be in a rush ever again. I'm never going to reply with my phone, nothing.
Okay, so here's how I would word that little note. Let's say his first name's Bob. Dear Bob, I realized that after I hit send on my phone, that my phone auto-corrected Peggy's name to Preggy. So please accept my apologies for not catching that before I sent it. But know that won't happen when I'm working on a regular computer in your office. So the lighter you make it, the better. But just explain, my apologies for not catching the autocorrect on my phone and misspelling Peggy's name. So just say it like that. My apologies for not catching the autocorrect on my phone and misspelling Peggy's name. I'm looking forward to the next step in this process. Sincerely, Erica. That's how I would send it.
That sounds really nice. I had already written one up, but I actually like yours better.
Okay, you're so funny. Oh, you know what? The worst thing about anyone that's creative, okay, is the blank piece of paper, the blank canvas. It's the mm-hmm. first sentence that's always the worst. But once you get past the mm-hmm. first sentence, it usually flows. And the thing is, if you mm-hmm. want to hear it again, you could just, after this program's over, you can just replay it and hear our conversation, and then you can hear what I mm-hmm. said again. So yeah. I want to tell you a couple things that came up in your cards. The first one is this big leap in trust, and that's not just by you. That's also with them. And he does mm-hmm. really like you. And mm-hmm. by you sending that little sweet note saying, you know, you didn't catch the autocorrect on the phone, and my apologies for misspelling Peggy's name, when you send that, he's going to go, up, she caught it. Now, here's the other mm-hmm. thing. He might not have noticed.
Yeah.
So if you catch it, seriously, if you catch it and basically say, oh, crap, you know, he's going to know. You come across very sweet. This is not like mm-hmm. you tried to do anything mean. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, gal pal, I think you got this. And then you're going to email me. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. If he speaks to her, because they're going to get in contact, and I'm pretty much, they're going to negotiate. She's kind of like the workhorse worker for me, and I don't want him to accidentally call her Preggy, and she's going to be like, oh, hell no. Like, my name is Peggy.
Oh, no.
You know?
One of the things that I do know about this man that you interviewed with is he doesn't have mm-hmm. a cruel streak.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a cruel streak. There are people out there that do, but he does not.
Mm-hmm. I want to help his business grow in terms of clients. I think that's my goal, and like make his website more alluring. Like, it just make it better, because it's so basic right now. I just would like to make his business grow.
You really realize that attorneys think that when they make a website out there, that they're talking to other attorneys. They don't really mm-hmm. think that they're talking to people that need attorneys. And that's how I would mm-hmm. present it to him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal, going to let you go. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
See you later.
Thank you for the advice.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye. All right, let me see. I've got somebody here from the, hold on, my computer's running a little slow. I've got area code 302. Hello, 302. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
Hi, Mona. My question is, what do you see in terms of a full-time position for me?
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so we know money's tight. We know that you really, really want a new job. All of this we know, okay? What's interesting here is that you've got to go past the fact that you need to earn money and go toward the vibration of what you want to do, or what is the least offensive thing you'd like to do that earns you money. you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, because the very first card that's coming up in your reading is this big worry about money card, it's like the big threshold for you to look at any job. How much does it pay? How much does it pay? How much does it pay? I mean, it's almost like that's all you're looking at. And in fact, what it's saying is that there's this man here. This is not a romantic interest in any way, shape, or form. This is a guy that thinks on all cylinders. He is the owner of a business. He's very high up in a company. So it could be like the vice president or COO or something like that. CEO, something. He's very high up. This is saying that if you can arrange to have a meeting with any guy that has a company like that, that's around where you live, that the way to get the job is meeting the guy. It's not by going through human resources. It's not by posting your resume on ZipRecruiter. It ain't anything about that. Oh, by the way, let me tell you something about ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, because I found this out, if you post your resume on ZipRecruiter and then you want to delete it, they won't let you delete it. They just put you at inactive.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. Okay, so, but what I would do is I would look around at the people that have businesses that maybe have 50 employees, and I would look for the guy that runs that. And this is definitely a man, not a woman. And so what I would do is I would look and see if they have any openings at their job first. But if they don't and you really would like to work for the guy, you just call and make an appointment with them.
Okay.
And you say, the reason I made an appointment with you is that I really like your company and I've done research on how you've grown it, and I think I can help you be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy is not necessarily a people person unless he has to talk to somebody. But
mm-hmm.
you, Jackie, on the other hand, are. So
mm-hmm.
I think that you going into that kind of focus. So tell me, what kind of work have you done before?
So I went back to school to get a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling. So it would be a counseling position.
Okay.
And I'm having a hard time because everybody wants you to be licensed, but you can't be licensed until you can work under somebody for 2 to 4 years to get licensed.
Okay, so here's what I would do is instead of this way you can kill two birds with one stone, all right? You go
mm-hmm.
to a guy that's a noted psychiatrist or psychologist in your area. You make an appointment with him, and you talk to him about, I have a master's degree, all right? What I'd like to do with you is I'd like to work under you so that I can eventually get licensed, but I'd like to do business development for you in the meantime. I'd like to actually start referring clients to you through this facility, to this facility.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing with you, Jackie, and I said
mm-hmm.
this to Erica. When people meet you, they like you.
Uh-huh.
There's a vibe that's really great with you, but it's saying you're going to have to be the one that's proactive about this.
Mm-hmm.
The other interesting thing is because you have a master's degree, you might end up finding a job that's slightly different than what you actually got the master's degree for. By you going into the approach of you're more about community responsibility with mental health.
Okay.
You see what I mean? The interesting thing is you do ultimately end up licensed. But here's the funny thing I keep picking up with you, girl, is I keep picking up that you may end up writing a book and doing public speaking. That may be the way you end up earning money.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of money in counseling. I mean, for reimbursement, once you get licensed.
Right, but see,
and I do see, because I want to specialize in workplace bullying.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that if you need the license in order to specialize in that, then I would go to somebody that is that could basically act as your mentor. And this is
mm-hmm.
saying that by you showing up the right places, you might meet that person by coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be any kind of association lunch that might be coming up. It could be any HR seminar that's coming up, that you may meet the right person just by you showing up. But it's saying seek this man out, and it's definitely a man. So,
okay.
Right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See you
thank
later.
You.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye.
Bye. So there was somebody that I had said that I was going to get on the air, but I don't see her number here. So, well, that's no big deal. Okay, so now I'm going to go to area code 469. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 469. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lashondra.
Hi, Lashondra. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's your question?
It's basically about a guy. His name is Carl. And I'm
uh-huh.
trying to see, like, how do you see things moving forward for me and Carl?
Oh, well, you have a very interesting card right smack in the middle of your reading. You have a card here that talks about, it's the happy marriage card, right in the middle of your reading, okay? But here's the thing
okay.
with Carl. Carl is striking me as a little bit of a flake.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's not you, that's him. So what I
okay.
would do, here's what I would do. This is you being proactive, okay? And the
mm-hmm.
thing is what women do this more than men do this, is, you know, women want definition. They want closure. They want all this sort of stuff, but they're expecting it from the other person to actually initiate it. And what I'm actually saying
mm-hmm.
to you is that you reach out to Carl and say, I'm so happy we're friends. Okay. I'm so happy that no matter what happens, we're going to stay friends. Something like that. Because then he's going to realize that you're not treating him as seriously as
okay.
he thinks you are, right? Because that's what's scaring the crap out of him, is that you're already getting serious. And in my opinion, it's too soon for you to be serious about him.
No, we've been doing this for like 3 years.
Okay, but see, what I'm getting is if you want to marry him, you're going to have to, and I'm seriously looking at this, you're going to have to treat him like he's a friend first. And when you
okay.
say that, you're going to get a reaction from him. She only thinks we're friends. We've been together 3 years. We're more than friends. See what I mean?
Yeah,
okay.
He's a difficult guy.
Well, yeah. What's interesting here, though, is by you actually going, he's a good friend. If you just keep, put him in that vibe, because it's either going to be him or the new guy I see in your cards.
It's a new guy?
There's a new guy in your cards.
Hmm.
And the new guy, it wants exactly what you want. So here's what we do, is if you want to marry Carl, you can have him. Seriously. But what I would do is do the whole deep letting go of any expectations with Carl.
Okay.
So what you do is you say, you know, I'm so glad that we know each other and we're friends. And he'll go, well, we're more than friends. Well, yeah, but we've been together 3 years and you haven't taken a step forward. So I'm thinking we're just friends. But
okay.
you only say that if he reacts with, well, we're more than friends. We've been together 3 years. You want him to say that, by the way.
Okay.
That's exactly what you want him to say. Because then you say, well, I don't know. I thought we'd be married or engaged by now if we're more than friends.
Okay.
Now, here's the interesting thing. There's another guy. And this guy is as cute as a button. He's a little younger than you. Dark hair, dark eyes. As cute as can be. And he thinks you're awesome. You might already know him.
It's a guy that I've been conversating with. We actually been affiliated with each other for like 2 years, but we never met each other. But he is like a few years older than me, though. So
the vibe I get with this man, this new man, is somebody he's got a very youthful way about him. So when I say a couple of years younger, he could be physically a couple years younger, or he could just be young in his way of thinking.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I really like this one a lot. So Carl, yeah, okay. But I say it to him. I'm so happy we're friends. I'm so happy we'll always be friends.
Okay.
And he's going to go, well, we're more than friends. We've been together for 3 years. Well, yeah, but... You know, I'm beginning to wonder if we are just friends because we haven't talked about the future.
Yeah, every time I try to talk about something like that, he like kind of, you know, start backing off from me.
Well, and if that's the case, he's not the one. But I want you to classify and categorize the relationship by saying, I'm so glad that we'll always be friends.
Okay.
And it's going to make him think that now you're putting him in a lower category in your mindset. And that either makes him step up or that makes him step away, and either way is a benefit to you. You see what
okay.
I mean? All right.
Yes.
Break out, pal. By the way,
okay,
I want
thank
you to
you.
Stop. Wait, one more thing. I want you to stop being oblivious to the men that are trying to get your attention. Because you get flirted
okay.
with all the time, and you just totally ignore it because of Carl. And I'm telling you, I don't want you ignoring it anymore. I actually want you to cater to it. Because you can have as many guy friends as you want as long as there's no poking.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can always have another friend. And
okay.
if Carl finds out that you went to dinner with a new friend... And it ends up with a kiss on the cheek and he finds out about it, that's either going to motivate him to be closer to you or it's going to piss him off and you're going to break up, and I'm okay with either one.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Because you got it, girl, you're ready to be married. You're ready. And if Carl ain't, then you got to move on. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Vince.
Oh, hi, Vince. How's the job going?
Hi. Well, that's what I called you about. I left that job because I got an offer with a better job. I've been at the new job for 2 weeks now, and that's what I'm calling about.
Okay.
So far, everything is going good. It's a huge company worldwide. And my only concern about it is the other day I kept having reoccurring dreams all night that I was going to lose this job. And what's funny is I had worked for the company, for the same company, but in another state back in California. And I was only there for 3 weeks and they let me go because they said I wasn't a good fit. I think they do know that I work there, but I think they're just overlooking that. And right now I'm still on probation and doing training and everything. So everything is looking good. So I'm wondering, with my concern with the dream, what do you see of this job, if it's going to last?
Okay. So here's the thing, Vince. You and I have been talking for 6 years. I hear from you every 3 or 4 months, right? We've been talking a long time. Okay. And we have a reoccurring theme with you. And the reoccurring theme with you is fear.
Yes.
Okay. You get afraid, and then what happens is the universe honors your fear, and your worst fears come to fruition. What are you doing? There's all this noise around you.
Oh, I was just on the inside of the car. I was trying to scrub this.
Okay, can you stop doing that while we're talking?
Yes.
Okay, because it's distracting me. So here's the thing, is that there is no question in my mind that you have the skill to do this job. No question in my mind. The thing that you need to work on is you need to work on the fear, because that's why you're having the dream. It's to remind you that the biggest lesson you need to work on is being afraid. Okay, there's still that noise.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm not making any noise now. I don't know why.
Okay, just sit really still, okay? So here's the thing. I do not see you getting fired from this job. All right?
Well, that's
what
good news.
I see you doing is doing whatever you can to treat the people that you work with as though they're family.
Yes.
That you're pleasant, you're nice, you come across as someone that is there to do the job, and you really need to be a team player, whatever that means.
And that's what I'm, exactly what I'm doing. I'm following that playbook.
Now, there's a woman that here in Vegas, her name is Tammy Reutemann, and she has a website. It's TammyReutemann.com. So TammyReutemann.com. She is someone that specializes in guided meditation to get you past fears, okay?
You know, that's probably
what I need. She specializes in this, okay? So you might want to either shoot me an email and I'll send you the information, or her name is Tammy Reutemann, R-O-I-T-M-A-N. You look her up on Google, Tammy Reutemann, Las Vegas, and she does this guided meditation for people, and it's incredibly effective. Effective. And this is your biggest karmic responsibility in this lifetime, Vince, is to get past fear. So what I would do is, in the meantime, is I would find any self-guided hypnosis or meditation that you can find online or at any of the bookstores that get you past this. And I would listen to it every day until the fear goes away.
Okay. Yeah,
because
I think that's exactly what I need.
Because the thing is that I want you to be at this job till you retire.
That's what I want to do, or at least until I decide that I want to leave it. So one way or the
other. Well, no. I want you to do it longer than that. I want you to say, I love this job so much that I'm going to work here till I retire. That's the affirmation.
Okay.
Because the thing is that until I wanna is a kind of an sort of immature way of looking at the job, right?
Right.
But if you say, I want to love this job so much that I can stay here till I retire, well, then now not only are you building neat relationships that might go beyond the work, but you're also allowing yourself to really relax into, this is a commitment. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what
I want.
All
right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay.
Thank you very
bye.
Much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is, I'm in the process of going through this divorce and still have not gotten my husband to move out. We're going on 3 months now, and we've talked about him moving out in October. Does it look like
that? Oh, he's not going to move out. No. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at your cards going, he doesn't, according to this, he doesn't want the divorce. And because he doesn't want the divorce, he's going to be as stubborn as he possibly can to make you as uncomfortable as he can and he keeps putting himself in your radar because of it. So this is saying that the only way you guys are not going to live together is if you move out. And the funny thing is if the house is yours, what a pain in the butt that is.
Yeah, the house is mine.
So here's the thing. The only way that you can get him out of the house is by doing something drastic. And that would be that when he goes to work or is out of the house for an extended period of time, you pack his crap up, you put it in the driveway, and you change the locks.
Okay.
But what I'm telling you here is he doesn't want a divorce, and so he's doing the most passive-aggressive thing he can do to stay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thing is that he doesn't think that you would go to that extreme.
Right, right.
But here's the thing, is that, has he actually signed the papers? No.
No, we're in the beginning, process
okay.
of it. You're absolutely right. He's talking about dragging his feet.
Well, okay, so he's coming up reversed. But he's also coming up reversed and clever, which I don't take as a compliment.
No,
so,
it's not a
so
compliment.
So he's working this, okay?
Yes.
And you have to finally decide, and it may be that you do this in October, that you may plan a specific day in October when he goes to work and you have a locksmith show up an hour after he leaves and
mm-hmm.
you change the locks. And then you pack up his shit and you put it in the driveway.
Okay.
Or you put it in one of those pod mover things that you
uh-huh.
actually get one of the pod movers and you hire
mm-hmm.
a couple people through a temporary service and load whatever is his crap in that. And then you haul it to a U-Haul place and say, then you text him and say, I've changed the locks on the house. I've packed your stuff. It's over at this, iPod, whatever the pod storage places are. I've done this for you while you've been at work, and so you're not staying here anymore. We are having a divorce. Now, he
right.
could be a real dick and turn around and get an attorney saying you have to give him a 30-day notice, but I don't think he would do that because he's kind of cheap.
Yeah, he's very cheap, and he's already been given the notice. So he was
okay.
supposed to be out in 2 weeks, so he's way over the –
Okay, so he was supposed to be out 2 weeks ago or in 2 weeks?
No, in 2 weeks from the middle of July. So he's
okay.
supposed to be out by the end of July.
So you may want to do it this way. You may want to actually, when he's at work, arrange it all and put his crap into a storage thing. You know, those pod movers, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
You don't have to be. You don't have to nicely fold his clothes. You just throw them into boxes, or even better
right.
yet, hefty lawn and leaf trash bags.
Trash bags, right?
Yeah, the big lawn and leaf. You know, the big black plastic trash bags. Because
mm-hmm.
the thing is that you no longer want to be in this relationship. And he is stubbornly staying there thinking, you're going to change your mind.
Right.
So here's what I would do is the next time you have a dialogue with him and say, are you moving up by the first, right? So you say to him, you are moving out by the first, right?
Okay.
October 1st. And then when October 1st comes and goes, on October 2nd, when he goes to work, you pack his shit up.
Okay.
Seriously, if you want to have your life back, you're going to have to make a dramatic move to make that happen. And you have friends and people around you that will help you.
Yes.
So you have all of them help you. And the thing is that it might be that you have a U-Haul truck, that you load it all into a U-Haul truck, and it's sitting in the driveway. And when and you might have a friend standing outside with the keys to the U-Haul truck saying, yeah, Andy's packed your stuff in this truck. Here's the keys to the truck.
I like it.
That's even better. Because then, you know, he'll drive up in his car and then there's this big U-Haul truck. He's going to know something's up as soon as he sees that. And then there's your friend standing there with keys saying, you know, Andy asked you if you're moving out by the first. And it's the second, so you're out.
Okay.
But I'm
good.
Serious. If you want him out, you're going to have to do something dramatic.
Have to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I don't really care that you have to pay for the U-Haul, because basically you're supporting the two of you anyway.
Right.
So, you know, so he's going to have to figure it out. And I don't want you to act like mom and find him, you know, weekly rental places that he can go. You know, there is a place he can go. I mean, he might even have family he can go to, drive the U-Haul truck to and pick up his car later, whatever it is. Maybe your friend drives his car to wherever he's going to go.
Yeah, there are plenty of places he can go, and he certainly has the resources to find plenty of places.
Then, but you're going to have – that's the only way you're going to get him out is to jackhammer him out. All right, girl.
Send me an
email after you do it. I'm going to be really proud of you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mona.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the – let me get the computer. Go faster. Oh, okay. I've got 973 area code. Hello, 973. Who's this?
Happy Sunday. It's Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina. What's your question?
First of all, you are hilarious. My son is sitting here. We're just sitting here analyzing you like, did you hear what she's saying? She is brilliant. I was looking from side to side. I'm going to hang up the phone.
You are so funny. What a riot you are. Okay, so tell me your question, gal pal.
I just would like to know about my boyfriend Christian and our relationship, please.
Okay, Christian's a bit high maintenance.
Yes, he is.
So here's the thing, is instead of you fighting the fact that he's high maintenance, if you want this guy, if you want him, all right, then you're going to need to identify, you know, part of the reason I love you is because you're high maintenance. And he'll go, well, what does that mean? Well, you're quirky. You've got your ways of doing things. And see, you're real easygoing. It's like, but there are people that are attracted to high maintenance friends or lovers specifically because on the occasion, first of all, it's kind of sexy. But the other thing is that people are attracted to high maintenance people that are not so high maintenance because on the rare occasion that you need to be high maintenance, they get it. They understand. Yeah. Especially when you say, okay, I'm going to be high maintenance right now. This is what I need to be comfortable to do whatever it is, okay? For example, I don't go camping anymore. I'm using this as an example, okay?
Yeah.
My husband loves to go camping. So he goes camping. And then he'll go, well, you know, I'd like you to go on the trip. Well, you know that I need a room with a bathroom that I can get up in the middle of the night and do my business. And not have to put my boots on to go across a parking lot to go pee.
Yes.
Okay. So I have my quirky high maintenance things. But the thing is now they're kind of normal. My husband has his quirky high maintenance things. I have my most treasured friends are high maintenance. I'm serious, because think about it. The ones that are kind of high maintenance are the ones that are more interesting.
Yes. You're talking
okay.
high maintenance.
Okay. Here's the cool thing, is that you treat him like his quirkiness is normal. All right?
Yes.
If you want this guy, you can have him. If you want him, you can have him. The thing is that because you have the most successful card in my entire deck as a conclusion to your reading, and it literally talks about I see this person being a part of my whole life and future. And one of the things you've always got to realize about this guy is he's kind of high maintenance, and that when you can create a way for him to feel safe and normal with exactly who he is, that's how you keep him.
Yeah.
But you don't talk about the future until he does.
Okay,
you treat him
like
he's...
Be married soon. Yeah.
Say that again?
I would like to be married soon.
That's fine. But you wait till he brings up the future, not you.
Yes.
The more things that you can do together that are different than what you've ever done with anybody else, like you might say to him out of the blue, hey, I want to go bowling. Bowling. Why do you want to go bowling? Well, because I want to do it with you. I want to see if we're any good at it. You know? But any new thing you try, like indoor rock climbing, I want to do indoor rock climbing. Will you go with me? Which he probably would. And by the way, that would be the best exercise in the world for any man that's high maintenance. The best exercise in the world for them, I'm serious, indoor rock climbing. And I'll tell you why. Because they have to concentrate on what they're doing in their muscles, so they get right to the true present when they're doing indoor rock climbing. And if you're going to do it, girl, remember, I tell girls this all the time, leggings and shorts. It's not a peep show. Leggings
okay.
and shorts if you're going to do indoor rock
yeah.
climbing. Okay?
Yeah.
Because it's... I'm just saying, I've been there when ladies have tried to do indoor rock climbing the first time and they show up just wearing leggings or they were just wearing shorts. Either way, both, leggings and shorts, not a peep show, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
because
you see all the guys standing there.
Yeah.
It's a great, by the way, it's a great way to meet guys, just saying. Okay, all right, gal pal, you got this. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 707 area code. Hello, 707. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
One of my favorite names.
Oh, thank you. My daughter is presently working, but she's looking to make a change because she has what she considers to be a glass ceiling over her.
Yes.
Yes. So she has a phone interview coming up.
Oh, she's going to do amazing. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you the cards. Here's the thing, is if you believe like I do that everything happens exactly the way it's supposed to and that everything is perfect exactly the way it is for you to move forward into what you want, if you believe that like I do, it's exactly what's just happened with your daughter. Because what it's saying here is that she's worked her butt off, and it might have been as long as 3 years at this company, and she's stuck. So she's finally given herself permission to let go of this. And even though there's a sadness that she has to leave this company in order for her to have the opportunity that she so deserves, all right, it's saying it leads to this absolute breakthrough for her. And it's funny because if I want you to look up on the internet a card called Breakthrough with the Osho Zen Tarot deck, all right? Just look it up on the internet. You'll see the picture of this card. And it shows a person breaking through what looks like a wall with this sense of triumph. So what's interesting is this interview, all I want her to do is be relaxed and poised and herself. Make sure that she's not trying to be what they want her to be or what she thinks they want her to be. Tell her to just be herself, because it's going to be her charming, relaxed personality that gets her to the next step. So the phone interview that she needs to take a breath before she answers any questions. She makes sure that she doesn't interrupt anyone that's asking her a question. The more relaxed she is, the more delighted she comes across as though she is just thrilled that she has the opportunity to talk with them. And this is an old trick, and I'm going to give you this trick. Are you ready?
Yes.
Have her put one of those little stand-up mirrors by the phone. And while she's talking, I want her to smile while she is on the phone because it will come through to them. So since it's a phone interview and not a Skype interview, right, I just want her to have a little mirror there to smile while she's answering all the questions, all right? She might even practice like the next couple of days just upturning the corners of her mouth when she's relaxed.
Okay.
Okay, because we know she's serious about the work. We know she can do that. She now has to show that not only is she competent at the work, but that she's got this pleasant way about her to do it.
Yes, she does.
Okay. So here's the thing that I actually see that because this is all happening before the end of September for her to have this phone interview, I see her having the job by November.
Okay, by November.
There's a new beginning in her cards. So there's this breakthrough where somebody gives her a chance, which is awesome. And it's this, I think it's this company. But no matter what, she is changing jobs, and this says she changes jobs by November.
And so she would really like the job that she's going to go towards?
Here's the thing. Here's what I think might happen. You ready?
Yes.
So she gets the job. She goes to her employer and says, I'm resigning. And they go, well, wait a minute. Why are you resigning? Well, because I really expected to be into XYZ position by now, and I found a company that's actually putting me in XYZ position. Well, what's the company? Well, I'd rather not say. But here's my two-week notice, and thank you so much for all I've learned, and blah, blah, blah. So somebody at her current job really likes her and thinks she's amazing. And so what might happen is that she could get a counteroffer.
Oh.
But she has to go on the interview and get the job presented to her first before the new beginning happens for her. So the new beginning is either going to happen at her current job because they finally realize that they've held her down too long, or she's going to get the job at the new job.
Okay. Now, the job at the new job, she's looking to take a step up.
That's fine.
Yeah, because that's the
reason. But here's the funny thing, is that I actually think she's very well regarded at her current job, and they might create a position for her.
Well, she's already asked them, for a promotion, and they were dangling like a carrot in front of her. And she's
I'm telling you,
that's not going to work.
Sweetie, this motivates them that there might be a counteroffer. But no matter what, there's a new beginning coming for her. So I think that it's going to be too little too late, and she's going to take the new job.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you as an aside and something interesting that they're probably going to go, oh, crap, we don't want her to leave. But it's and isn't it awful that some companies have to get to that point with an employee before they really appreciate him?
Yeah, it really is. It certainly is, but I'm hoping if she gets the new one, she will like that even more so.
Sweetie, I think it's a when, not an if.
Okay.
It's a when, not an if. She will have a new job, and this says no later than the end of November, but I actually think it's more around like November 11th that she's in the new job. And I don't know what day is November 11th. It's a Saturday.
And will she like it? Will it be a good fit?
This is saying that it's going to be new to her initially, so it's going to be a little scary at first, but then she's going to love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, gal pal.
Beautiful.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you, Mona.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Where you been?
Just trying to weather the storm, I guess. Just have a lot going on with me.
Yeah. I'm more worried about your health than anything.
Yeah, that's my A1C is too high and trying to get it down. So, but I'm also concerned about my son, Antoine, and I just want to know, like, what do you see? What's going on with him? Because he's having some.
So, is there a TV on or something in the background? Because it's coming right through the phone.
Okay.
That's much better. Okay, so here's the big issue with your son. Whereas you're a really hard worker, and you don't know why that hasn't really transferred to your son, okay? Your son is a little lazy.
Okay.
And what it's saying here is that he's always found kind of people to rescue him. And because he's always found people to rescue him, he hasn't done the work himself, you know. And so the biggest favor you can do for him is make sure that you let him know that you can't give him any money. That's the first thing. You let him know that your ATM is closed.
I'm just saying.
The other thing is that he has not learned yet that if he wants a certain life, it really is all up to him. If he wants a certain life, it's got to be up to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sitting here looking at his reading and his cards, and it keeps saying to me that he is not a very good guy at taking advantage of what the universe is trying to present to him. And the biggest thing that would help him is some sort of counseling or some sort of spiritual foundation that he has resisted his whole life.
So is he like having some kind of mental breakdown or?
Well, what it's saying here is that he doesn't know how to accept the help that's going to make him be a responsible adult.
Right.
He doesn't know how to do that. And Melvin, I got to tell you, it's not your responsibility. I really need you to be able to say to him when he asks you for help that you just can't right now. And you need to say it just like that. I just can't right now. I can't.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because his wife.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because his wife is very ambitious. She's a go-getter. She has a great job and make pretty good money. And he works too, but lately he's been having some really outbursts towards me and cursing at me and all of this. And I'm like, where in the world this come from? And so that's why I asked that question. What is this problem with me?
He's in some weird way he blames you for something when he's an adult now and it's not about you. You see what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so all I would do is say, you know, son, I've done the best I can with you. That's all you can say.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Big hugs. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
All right,
I've got somebody here from the 503 area code. Hello, 503. Who's this?
Hello, Pyra.
I'm sorry, what was your first name?
Pyra.
Oh, hi, Pyra. What's your question?
I was just wondering, like, what do you see career-wise for me?
So I want to tell you that there's a caller that I had earlier, and I don't know if you were listening when I was talking to Vince, and that Vince has an issue with fear or drawing to him the most uncomfortable situations, because even though they're uncomfortable, they feel normal to him. And I'm picking up kind of the same thing with you, that you keep expecting things to not go the way they would be the best for you, and the universe honors that. And so what it's saying here is you've got these cards that are incredibly perfect for you to get past that. The first card is being open to receive your blessings. So instead of you trying to figure out the how can I get to the point of a feeling of confidence, how can I get to the point of feeling as though things are actually working for me, The first mm-hmm. thing you do is create discipline in your life. So mm-hmm. I tell people, and I'm going to say this as though you don't have a job, because what I pick up with people that don't have a job is they usually kind of do this willy-nilly little occasionally poke out there to find a job. And the way mm-hmm. to find a job is to put discipline to the process. And so what I tell mm-hmm. people to do is if they're unemployed, the very first thing they do, right crack of dawn, is do some sort of physical activity for at least 30 minutes every morning at the mm-hmm. same time, say 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's
right?
My goal. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we start with that, all right? Then mm-hmm. what we do is after we come back from doing whatever the physical activity is, we get cleaned up, we get dressed, like we could go and meet somebody. So we don't throw on the sweats. We throw on something that if you needed to run out the door because you have a spontaneous urge to go to a networking event or whatever, you're already dressed, mm-hmm. right? But then we spend 2 hours on the internet looking for what mm-hmm. we want, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying that the more structure and discipline that you put out there and the more mm-hmm. open you are to the blessings that are literally falling on you, the less mm-hmm. anxiety you have and the more that what you want starts to flow to you. So here's the other really cool card in your reading is mm-hmm. that there are people out there right now that owe you favors. They owe you, all right? Mm-hmm. So it could be a former coworker. It could be a friend. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. is if the biggest challenge you have right now is career, you reach out to these people that you've done nice things for or that you have a good relationship with, and you say, hey, could you do this for me? So are you working now?
Yeah, I'm working, but I'm really thinking about entrepreneurship. Like, I have a corporate job, but it's not working, and I don't feel like I'm going to advance. I'm really thinking about entrepreneurship.
Okay, so tell me, what do you want to do as your own business?
I want to do, a credit repair and tax business.
Okay, I would. I love the idea of you doing taxes. I love mm-hmm. that idea. And
I do
what
that
I
now.
Would, okay, so you do it now?
Yeah, I've been doing it for, a couple of years. I do it,
okay.
at my house and family and friends.
Okay, so you haven't gotten yourself, trained by H&R Block and then did tax season
no,
for them?
No, not yet. I went one time,
okay.
but I didn't finish. No.
That's exactly what I would do if I were you.
Okay.
I'm serious, because and your timing couldn't be any more perfect than it is right now. So
okay.
what you do is you reach out to H&R Block and you say, I'm the one that does the taxes for all my family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll give you the formal training and they'll show you
mm-hmm.
what you don't know. Okay? So you let
mm-hmm.
them pay for your training. And then you work one season with H&R Block. So you work
mm-hmm.
from January 1st till the end of May, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then starting in September of 2018, you come up with your tax business.
Okay.
So, and you come up with a name that is friendly.
I got
but
a name
yet,
now. It's Taxes by Tyra.
Okay, don't tell me. Yeah, don't tell me the name.
Oh.
Name is. Okay, you
okay.
come up with it. And you. The reason I didn't want you to tell me the name is I don't want somebody else taking your name, whatever
okay.
the name
I already
is.
Got it
okay.
registered and stuff.
Okay, you have a domain for it?
No, I didn't get all that. I just registered
okay.
it just so I can
okay.
Secure the name.
Okay, so you've already set up a consulting business. You're already working on your license with it?
Yeah, I got all that stuff. I just got to get to the school and I just do it.
Okay,
finish
but
it.
I would let H&R Block train you, and then I would work
okay.
for H&R Block for 6 months, and then I would launch
okay.
it in September of 2018.
Okay.
But you still do whatever you might even keep your regular job and just work your butt off for the next, whatever amount of time. Because what I'm getting here with you is that, remember how I said it's discipline and then being open to receive, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I want you to do is find, now don't search raw on the internet for the domain name you want. That you could go to GoDaddy or 1in1.com or whatever the places that do domains. You go to that
mm-hmm.
website first, then you search to see if the domain is available. If you search it raw on Google, there are bots out there that snag the name and then they hold it as extortion for you to pay more money to get it. So think of it. Think of some really good, a good domain name that can be mm-hmm. for you. And then over the next 6 months, you figure out how to create your website. One of the things I've learned how to do recently is WordPress. So I'm doing a big event in Vegas called Night of the Witches. Well, when I checked mm-hmm. nightofthewitches.com, it was not taken. So I snagged it. So I have nightofthewitches.com. Mm-hmm. So if you go to that website, you can see the work I've done on it so far. But I'm mm-hmm. learning how to do WordPress. So there are mm-hmm. things that you're going to learn to do that make you an autonomous business and make you incredibly effective. All right, gal pal.
Okay.
Gotta let you go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Okay, you too. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
So just want to let y'all know that my show is going to be live again next Sunday. So I'm looking forward to talking with you then. And remember that if you've tuned into my program and you email me through my website, which is mona.vegas, and say, look, I'd really like to have a full reading, and I listen to you on your Psychic View program, you do get a little bit of a discount to have a full session with me, and then it's yours, and it's private, and it's fabulous. So I'll be live next week, and I'll look forward to talking with you then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.